Good morning. It'll be a dry start to the day across interior New York and New England with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be on the seasonable side and mainly in the 50s to start the day with some 40s across the higher terrain. A southwest breeze will increase during the course of the day today, bringing in a bit more humidity. And with partly sunny skies, temperatures should push into the middle and upper 70s for highs out ahead of the next cold front. That front will advance our way during the day today, and clouds will tend to increase and thicken during the latter portion of the morning and early part of the afternoon. And eventually, we'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon and into the evening hours. Showers and thunderstorms will persist through the evening and then continue to march off to the east, eventually off the coast, allowing for clearing skies tonight as temperatures drop back into the 40s and lower 50s. As we get into the day on Friday, skies will be mostly sunny as an area of high pressure will dominate the weather picture. And with that sunshine, temperatures a bit on the cooler side, but still nice and mainly in the middle 60s. Temperatures will stay in the 60s as a southerly wind begins on Saturday, with a mix of sun and clouds to start the weekend, high temperatures averaging around 65. A warming trend as a ridge of high pressure builds in for the second half of the weekend in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and this will push temperatures into the middle and upper 70s by Sunday. Dry weather will last with that ridge of high pressure into the early part of next week, and unseasonably mild air will persist as well, with highs on Monday in the lower 70s under a mix of sun and clouds, and with mostly sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 70s to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a rapidly deepening low will continue lifting north across Ontario and Quebec as it drags a cold front southward across the Ohio Valley and northeast through the end of the week, reaching as far south as the mid-Atlantic. Showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rainfall are possible along with the trailing cold front as it progresses across the Ohio Valley today and into the mid-Atlantic tomorrow. Behind the front, a much colder Canadian surface high pressure center builds in across the northern plains and upper Midwest, resulting in temperatures on the order of about 10 to 20 degrees below normal for this time of year. Across the southern tier of states and the Carolinas, it'll continue feeling like late summer with highs in the 85 to 90 degree range with plenty of humidity. And across the west, a developing storm system over the central and northern Rockies is expected to bring widespread showers and mountain snow through early tomorrow. Once this low and front emerges over the plains, a corridor of heavy showers and thunderstorms is forecast to develop from Kansas to Wisconsin, with the potential for 1 to 3 inches of rain by Saturday morning. Some strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible as well. A Pacific storm system affecting western Washington and Oregon tomorrow is also expected to result in enhanced precipitation for that region. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 50 degrees with a west wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and fog, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 51, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.03 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 26 at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, increasing clouds with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy, in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms and temperatures falling back through the 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 58, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.14 inches, which is 78 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 33.02 inches for the year, which is 3.21 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 86, set in 1891, and the record low, 26, in 1948 and in 1945. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:31 p.m. 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms later today and highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms later today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers and storms this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Saturday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s on Sunday. Back to the lower to mid-70s with partly sunny skies Monday. And mostly sunny Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.